Okay, what we're going to do right here is do the formal roll call, okay? So we're going to go through it again, but this time it's formal. Please answer up when you hear your name again. Jack DePalma.
Present.
William Heerwagon.
Present.
Don Hoffman.
Present.
Noel Jameson.
Present.
Pat Logan. R. Paul Martin here. Matt Mastranzi. Mario Mastranzia. Matt Mazza.
Formerly here.
Marilyn McIntyre. Bertold Reimers. Doreen Roberts. James Sagerton.
Here.
Jeffrey Stern.
Here.
Neil Voss. Michael D.D. White.
Here.
Okay, that's 9, and we have a quorum, and we already determined we had a quorum. I move to adopt the following agenda. 1, call
excuse
to order,
me,
7 p.m.
Excuse me. Excuse
all right,
me,
no, no, there's no excuse me right now. I'm reading the agenda. This is a motion.
People, I'd like them to say their names so that we
excuse
can
me, who is this?
This is M.K. Williams. I'm your secretary, and I'm
yes.
taking notes, and I need
okay.
the additional names of people who said they were here. And
we'll get to that.
Important.
Please,
okay,
please let me make the motion to have an agenda.
Okay, fine.
We'll get to asking people to say they're here in a little bit. But first, we need an agenda. It's required. 1, call to order, 7 p.m. 2, approval of agenda, 20 minutes. 3, identify timekeeper, 2 minutes. 4, excused absences, 5 minutes. 5, minutes approval, 10 minutes. 6, treasurer's report, 15 minutes. 7, general manager's report on WBAI's finances, 30 minutes. 8, set next meeting date, 5 minutes. 9, new business, 10, adjourn no later than 9:30 p.m. Okay, is there any debate on the motion to adopt the agenda? Are there any amendments or anything else? Hearing none, is there any objection to adopting the agenda as read? Hearing none, it's passed without objection. Okay, now we've taken the attendance of the members. Now, I know that a couple of people have said their names, and I'm writing them down with one finger now. I have Daryl McPherson. I know that M.K. Williams is here. And
yeah.
Is there anybody else?
Yeah,
anybody else?
Paul, yeah, Neil Voss is here.
Okay, Neil Voss, let me put you in this and mark you down present. Okay.
My ad is here.
Oh, Anita Hawkins, right?
Oh, don't do that, okay? First of all, who is the chair? Okay, you don't understand. Sometimes people are under physical attack.
Look, I don't want to, I really don't want you coming in here to disrupt the meetings again like this, all right? We're calling
record.
People by their names, not
all
by...
All that is needed. Don't...
All right. Anybody else? Is there anybody else here?
Yes,
who...
yes, yes. My name is Ali, A-L-E.
Yeah. Oh, you
A-L-E.
Yeah.
And A-L-E. And what's the rest of the name?
I'm going to give you...
All right.
My...
Hey, Ms. Hawkins, please stop disrupting this meeting.
Hawkins, call me my act. Pat tried to talk to you about this. Pat Logan. And everybody else.
All right. Okay, so it's Ali, A-L-E. What's the rest of the name?
Okay, it's Alejandrina, but you could call me Ali. It's A-L-E-J-A-N-D-R-I-N-A. But you could call me Ali. That's what they call me in the other groups, okay?
Ali Jandrina.
It's okay. Alejandrina. That's why I don't like to give people my name because they don't pronounce it correctly and I just don't like it. So you can call me Ali. And
right.
The last name is Mark. Yeah, thank you.
Is there anybody else here I have four people
Can
so far. Anybody
Ali's
else here?
Ali, I need your last name.
Oh, yeah. Murphy. M-U-R-P-H-Y. Yeah, thank you.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Bruce Grive.
Bruce Grife. Okay. Okay. Is there anybody else here who's not a member who... First of all, I need to say, you don't have to identify yourself to be on the meeting to listen and participate, but if you want to become a member, you do have to tell us your name and all of that stuff. Okay? So, is there anybody else here who is not a member, but who would like to become a member and would like to tell us their name at this time? And I don't hear anybody, so I think we're okay with that at the moment.
And please call me by my correct name.
All right, so the first order of business here is to identify a timekeeper.
I'll call.
Who's this?
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey Stern. Okay, hold on a second. Okay. Okay, is there any objection to Jeffrey Stern being timekeeper? Hearing none, Jeffrey Stern is the timekeeper. And the next thing we have is excused absences. And, okay. Okay. First, we'll do an ordinary excused absence. Carolyn McIntyre has requested that she be excused from this meeting because she has something or other tonight. So I will make the motion. I'm doing these things one-handed on the keyboard, and it's not so easy.
I'll explain to you later about the hypocrisy of somebody who's bashing his name.
Excuse me.
I'm
trying to do stuff here. Okay, so I move to excuse the absence of Carolyn McIntyre. Is there any debate on that motion? Hearing none, is there any objection to excusing the absence of Carolyn McIntyre? Hearing none, she's excused. And we've also got, let's see. Where is it? There's a motion. All right, I'll give the other excused absence thing in my treasurer's report. Okay, so the next item that we're coming up to will be minutes approval, and M.K. Williams, take it away.
Well, I sent the minutes to you, R. Paul, and I'm not sure what is supposed to happen to them. If I'm to send them to every member of the committee, or do I send them to the listserv and then that goes out to all the committee members?
It goes to the mailing list, yes.
Oh, okay. So I will send it to the listserv.
Okay. I think that since it hasn't gotten there yet, we should probably postpone this item till the next meeting that we have, okay?
And then you'll have two sets of minutes to approve.
I guess we'll have two sets of minutes at that point in time. All right. But yes, you are on the mailing list, and you've been on it since last month at some point. And so, yes, if you could send them out right now if you want, but I think that people will not be able to read them and vote on them yet. So, okay, let me know, make a note of this. Next meeting. Okay, so we do them at the next meeting. The next item is the treasurer's report. And that's me. Okay, so let's get in there. All right. The big good news is that at the March 8th NFC meeting, the chair announced that Pacifica had received a notification from the Small Business Administration that our economic injury disaster loan, called the EIDL, our application had been modified from $500,000 to $2 million, as Pacifica had requested. And on February 25th, the remaining $1.5 million balance of the $2 million EIDL had been deposited in Pacifica's accounts. This is very good. Pacifica has now had $1.5 million dropped into it, and it can really be used at this point. Among other things, I believe, some of it will probably be put toward paying down the principal of the FJC loan, and that will be helpful. And PNB and the executive director are discussing what else to put this money against. So that's going on right there. At the February 22nd NFC meeting, the CFO said that they're trying to get things rolling with the FY21 audit and that NETA is trying to improve Pacifica's systems. Also at that meeting, the issue of WBAI's inability to get Chase Bank to cash that $5,000 check came up, and we have a $5,000 check that Chase Bank won't cash because it says WBAI on it. It doesn't say Pacifica on it. Somebody didn't fill out the cards right when we initially opened up that account, and so Chase is saying, no, you can't do it, even though it says, you know, BAI on there, and it's BAI's account. It has to say Pacifica on it. Well, and this has happened before, too. The CFO said that with a new CFO and executive director, Pacifica has to get the signature cards at the banks updated anyway. So there is a better chance of getting the proper signatures on the payee names on the account to get the bank to cash large checks that are made out to WBAI. So the end of this silly thing of where BAI doesn't get the money it's supposed to get because the check, you know, doesn't say Pacifica on it, we may be seeing an end to that at some time soon. The NFC got around to going over the WBAI draft FY22 budget at its March 1st and March 8th meetings. There was a lot of discussion about that budget's details, and the revised draft budget that we saw on March 1st was again revised for the March 8th NFC meeting. The WBAI general manager said that by May, he expects that WBAI will be realizing $5,000 a month from corporate matches. And that's because he's gotten a connection with the Allegiance software that tracks donations, where when somebody makes a donation, it writes back to them and says, hey, do you work for any of these companies? And it gives them a list. And if they work for one of those companies, it then solicits that company to do a corporate match of their employees' donation to BAI. So he figures that by May, we're going to get $5,000 a month out of that. So we'll see. At the March 1st NFC meeting, the WBAI FY22 budget showed an end-of-year deficit of about $92,000. At the March 8th meeting, the draft budget was projecting a deficit of about $133,000. The fact that New York City is dropping mask and vaccination mandates should boost revenue from community events and from the Saturday morning theater ticket donations. Of course, there's the new B2 subvariant of the Omicron variant of COVID-19, and that could upset these openings, of course, but, we'll hope. And at the end of the March 8th meeting, the NFC passed the following motion, quote, that the NFC recommend to the PNB that they approve the proposed WBAI FY22 budget, recognizing that it remains a deficit budget, unquote. So now it's up to the PNB to approve that budget. The discussions in the NFC about the draft of FY22 budget were detailed. There were a lot of questions, and there's some skepticism over this budget, but the tenor of the discussions was not hostile. And this is good, because in the past, at times, it hasn't been so nice. But it was okay this time. At the March 8th NFC meeting, nominations and elections for chair and secretary of the NFC were held. James Sagerton and I were the only nominees for each of those offices, and James Sagerton was re-elected chair of the NFC, and I was re-elected secretary. The WBAI LSB passed the following motion last Wednesday night. Quote, the WBAI LSB excuses the absence of Pat Logan from the meetings of the WBAI Local Finance Committee for the time that she's in the hospital, unquote. And that motion passed without objection, and that's what we discussed last time. And so Pat Logan is excused for the time she's in the hospital. The next NFC meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, March 22nd, 2022, at 8:30 p.m., and it will be held by teleconference. And that is the treasurer's report, and we have, and we have some time for questions. Any questions on the treasurer's report?
Yeah, I have a question, Paul. This is Neil.
Okay, Neil Voss, go ahead.
Well, first of all, thanks for doing that for Pat Logan. I appreciate it. And the question is, what date is on that check for $5,000 that we can't cash? In other words, what I'm getting at is that check still good?
From what Bertholdt says, I think it'll be good for another month or two. Checks die after 6 months, of course. But from what he says, I think it's another month or two that we can get out of it. Of course, that's not an infinite amount of time, and it is possible that these little bureaucratic things will take long enough to make the check die. So, I don't know. Bertholdt, are you on here yet? Nope. Okay. So I guess we'll find out about the $5,000 check. Any other questions?
Yes. May I ask here, is it possible to get the person to, because I think it's 90 days where a check could be not honored. Is it possible to get the issuer of the check to just simply replace the check with the Pacifica-WBAI?
No, that was the first thing that the general manager tried to do. The person has apparently gone to Europe for what seems to be an extended period of time, and the general manager cannot reach the person. He's tried more than once, I think. And so far, the big bet is when they change the payee cards and all of that stuff for the bank, that they'll be able to get to do it on, to do this too.
And has anyone tried going to the manager of a particular branch, because she could simply initial one check, and then moving forward, we'll make sure she could literally, or he, the manager of a particular branch where there's some knowledge of the organization, could actually initial the check and put it through. Has that been tried?
The general manager has reported that he has been on the phone with these people all over the place, just about everybody in the bank, and they won't budge.
Thank you.
Okay, anything further? Yes, who's this?
Jim.
Matt?
Okay, people should identify themselves with the name so I can figure out who's asking a question or whatever. So who has a question?
The enemy are the people that know what they're doing and that are leading people.
All right, somebody's playing a radio or something. Please don't do that.
All right, Jim to the stack.
Okay, Jim, I heard somebody else before you.
Okay,
Matt?
Fine.
Pat?
Matt? Yeah.
Okay, Pat.
No,
go,
Matt.
Go ahead. Matt. Okay. Matt Mazza. Okay. Go ahead, Matt. Yes.
Question. Well, if we take the check and we just write in Pacifica, we can't do that?
I'm not sure that would be legal.
It's not legal.
But you could ask the general manager about it, I suppose. I'm not... Yeah, I would be leery of messing with a check in that way. Okay, Jim Dingman, I heard.
Yeah, okay. I just want to announce that this Sunday at 5 o'clock, we're going to have a town hall meeting, and it's going to be a little different on the issue of fundraising. We're going to bring people in from Los Angeles, Texas, to talk about the situation, what they're facing, what ideas they're coming up with. Keep a straight face, R. Paul. Somebody wanted us to bring in Nan Rubin, so she's going to participate, Mario Murillo will probably participate, but the interim general manager of KPFK is going to come, and probably the chair of the LSB in Texas is going to come, and I'm pretty sure that Bertolt is going to participate. We're going to have these people with different ideas about fundraising, going to give them about 5 minutes a shot, and then we're going to open it up to everybody to ask questions and comments about it. But the whole focus is on what ideas people are coming up with to build up revenue that we are not thinking about, or discussing the problems that exist in each of their signal areas and their stations as to affecting the ability to raise revenue. So that's the purpose of it. And obviously, it'll have to be followed up with more concrete things, and I'm sure it's going to go all over the place, but that's all right. We'll have to follow it up. And then, Jim, and then I don't know if Jim, are you on this phone? Jim Sagertine, are you on this phone?
Yes.
Okay. All right, whatever. He can bring up other issues if he wants. I don't know if he has all
right. Okay, so this is a WBAI town hall meeting, right?
That's right. But the town hall meeting.
Okay.
Let me.
Yes, my add-on is regarding.
Well, it'll be a town hall meeting on Zoom.
Robert, to the
Mitchell.
Point of order.
Okay. Hello?
What? Okay. Do we have one person at a time talking? Let's let Jim Dingman finish.
Yeah,
I have a point of order.
Oh, you have a point of order. Oh, sounds like Serene Roberts, so you're here, eh? Let me mark
Robert
you present.
With a point of order.
Yes, we're getting to it. So what's your point of order?
The agenda item is the treasurer's report.
Yeah, so
Serene, I have to get the hell off the phone, so I'm taking in the time to explain what the hell's going on right now.
I'm speaking to the chair.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm ruling his talk about the official WBAI town hall meeting on fundraising as being in order during this time. Okay,
under
Jim
the
Dingman.
Item treasurer's report. Thank you,
Jim. You want to keep going there or finish up? Jim?
I think he had to get off the phone anyway, Arpo.
Yeah, I guess that worked. Okay, anybody else have anything more? We have like about maybe 2 minutes at most for the treasurer's report. Anybody else?
Robert. Point of information afterwards.
Yes? Roberts, yes.
Yes, I wish Jim...
Okay, this is not Serene Roberts who wants to ask a question.
Serene
Roberts, you're asking a question.
My head asked for the stack first.
For me, am I...
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, my question is, can you tell us what the status is of the other budgets? The fiscal year was October 1st. I know some budgets have been approved or passed on by the NFC. Can you tell us which ones have been passed on to the PNB? And which ones
I believe
not?
The KPFA and I think the WPFW have been passed on.
And not the archives or anything else?
No, we haven't gotten to them yet.
Okay, thanks.
As I recall. Okay, anything else?
Yes.
This is James. After my ad.
Yeah, thank you. I believe I've been saying I'm on the stacks at least three times. Thank you. Around the town hall, I wish Jim was still on the line because that's, especially around fundraising, that's an excellent idea. I'm not hearing any cart to let people know this Sunday at 5 p.m. is what I heard, but will there be follow-up so that it can be really a full town hall? And did he say how long it would be, the town hall? Is it 2 hours? Is it 1 hour?
He didn't say.
Can I get on the stack there, Paul? Ms. Jack,
well, Mr. Timekeeper, how are we doing for time here? Mr. Timekeeper?
We got one more minute.
We got
one more minute. One more minute.
Okay. Okay, I got so many people. Thank you, Mr. Timekeeper. We have 1 minute, and I heard somebody's voice.
Michael White to the stack.
Yeah, Jack just wanted a clarification. When
I
you
think
say
it was
De Palma
I heard first. Jack De Palma, go ahead.
Can you hear me? When you say
yes,
passed
I can
on,
hear
you mean accepted, right?
Say what?
A budget, when it gets passed on, means accepted, right?
It means it goes to the PNB.
Okay, so in other words...
The PNB then has to approve it.
Aha, thank you very much. The language has
okay.
to be clear for what it means.
If we have a second or two, Michael White, yes?
James, move to extend 5 minutes.
Okay, 1 second. Right, hold on. Okay, the motion is to extend the time for this item by 5 minutes. Is there any objection to extending the time for this item by 5 minutes? Hearing none, it's extended, Mr. Timekeeper. I make it 1933. Okay, Michael White?
In answer to the question that was asked about the length of time of the town hall, is it starts at 5. If we don't run over, we're expected to run until 7. That's what people are being told. And then a cart is supposed to be run. I know Jim Dingman's not on the phone, but perhaps Berthold is on the phone and knows whether the cart has been running. We don't have Linda as an intermediary right now to do that. So.
Okay. Anything further on the treasurer's report? There's nothing further on the treasurer's report. We can go to the next item. Last call. Anything for the treasurer's report? Okay. And the next item is general manager's report on WBAI's finances. Berthold, are you here?
Yeah.
Okay, Berthold. Your report.
No, right?
Let me look at it. Yes, 30 minutes. Go ahead,
okay,
Berthold.
Thank you.
All right. I submitted the report. Highlights. The big highlight is WBI's budget was, submitted to the WBI Finance Committee. Some suggestions were made for upgrading. Sent to the board. The board made some suggestions to me for upgrading. I sent them to R. Paul and James Songerton. But those didn't even go anywhere because they were discussed with the CFO over and over for 3 months. And then the executive director came in, the fray. I made some adjustments. I made some cuts. Cut the morning show at 6 a.m. And then it went to the National Finance Committee. They did not like the budget, but as Arpo had mentioned, that the location board, they were not hostile to it. So to BAI, they understood it and they thought it was kind of as tight as it could be. One of the highlights of this whole thing, though, is that the budget I had proposed to the national to the local station board had a problem in it. Even though we had only $129,000 or $130,000 in deficit, the consultants were not there. The consultants, and the reason is, the consultants I had put all in salary because people felt like it was really people were, it was a salary, it should be considered as what is the total salary and not consultant. And then, so they were removed, and they were supposed to be removed and put in a consultant line, and then that was omitted. So we had that extra, like, I don't know, close to $200,000 in expenses, and so we had to make some cuts. And the cuts came in, and then the budget came to about the same amount. We had to make some adjustments and happy projections that David Rottenberg is going to be making more money for us. At the time we were assuming that COVID restrictions are going to be lifted. And the day we went to the meeting, the COVID restriction was lifted by the governor, and then I believe the mayor. So that helped. So that means theater tickets are going to go up. That means two events of Gary Noll, one event of Gary Noll, and two events of Consabo Latino projected are going to happen. Gary wanted to postpone his event to later on, in May or June, because he's having something. And then so that's even better, because it gives us more time to plan. Still part of the budget. We projected that we're going to raise monthly revenue. Instead of making $3,250 a day, we're going to make $3,500 a day, I believe, as of May. So we have another month to figure that out. Our fulfillment rate, I had put it at like 83% or 79.8%. Our fulfillment rate is really at 87% this year and 88% last year. I'm pretty sure it's going to go up to 88% before the year is over as a post-check and payment. So we increased the fulfillment rate from 79 point something to 83 or 84%. And so all of that increased the budget. I always did put a lower fulfillment rate so that could give me a cushion. So if there are some of those hopeful goals that we do not meet, that we could have something else we had under-projected as revenue that would give us a cushion so that our budget would be closer to our actual. But it is what it is. So that's what happened with the budget. I sent you everything about the profit, outstanding payables. We need to pay healthcare, rent, and four Times Square this month. So we've said, we just made payroll, so you know we are on track to making some of that money. The profit and loss. Now, I've decided that I'm going to have to let NEDA come out with their profit and loss. As I mentioned, NEDA has a cleaner understanding of accruals and bills that were not included in last year's, and then they are entering in this fiscal year that I might have had in 2021. They have it in 2022. So all of that put together, I'm letting NEDA come up with their monthly profit and loss that I will review and discuss with them. And then those are the profit and loss you will be seeing, not what I had, because that created a sense of people thought that we had some confusion, and there was no confusion. It was just WBI keeping track of its expenses versus NEDA having its accounting profit and loss. So that's what that is. After that, that's basically it. We are pushing hard for the BI Buddy. We're trying to raise to get like 100 BI Buddy this month. So that was part of our projection to increase our BI buddy by that much, about 1,500 more a month, to make it 20,000 or 21,000 instead of 18,500. So, you know, it's not going well right now. I don't think everybody's pushing it as hard as when we were doing, as when we were doing the tower fund. And maybe people are a bit oversaturated because we're doing tower fund. We just did the tower fund 2 months ago. But the problem is that, you know, there's a session as oh, we are successful, we're done, we it's over. We are always on a fund drive mode. We are always on a tower fund mode or mode to make more money. There should be always every month or every other month some attempt to make more money, because even though we more or less made our goals, we're still 20,000 short of breaking even every month. That's the average so far. Also in the budget, initially when we gave the budget, people were having questions about our actuals. So what we did is we plugged in the actuals in the first 4 or 5 months of the budget. So the budget is it's like 4 months actual and 8 months budget. And so that's what that is. There were some comments about the fact that we did not present this to the local station board. And I believe that our former and I made clear that, and here are the specific dates when this thing was proposed to the local station board after it came from the finance committee, not with a recommendation to pass, but just to pass it to the local board so that they can look at it. So that was, I think, the only controversial thing there, because there was almost this accusation that we did not run this by the board. And so I think that was put to rest by our poll. And then that's it. I'm up for questions, ready for questions.
Okay, why don't we take a stack here?
Robert.
Please call out your name if you want to ask a question of the general manager on his report.
Daryl McPherson on
Robert.
The stack.
Okay, I have Daryl McPherson. I have Serene Roberts. Anybody else?
My act, please.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Daryl McPherson, go ahead.
Sorry, I have a question just to go over what he meant about the controversy with the timing
okay.
of presenting the
who's this?
This is Kay Williams.
Oh, okay. Okay. This is okay. Do you want to be in the stack?
Yeah, I could put me at the end. I just for the record, I needed to understand better what he was talking about at the end.
Oh,
there.
Okay. Okay. All right. First, we have Daryl McPherson. Go ahead.
Mr. Reimers, Daryl McPherson, Bronx, New York. How are you doing? I'm trying to understand the donation line, support line's been busy for about 2 weeks, give or take some. When calling into the station, it takes anywhere from 30 seconds to a minute to even get a ring. Is there anyone addressing, especially the phone issues? And then I have a question about the good search money and whether they've been in touch with you or not.
Okay, so yeah, two questions. The good search money, no, we have not been in touch with them. I just talked to Grayson actually this morning about that. And the second part, as far as the phone system, I'm not sure if you're talking about the phone system at BAI or at the call center, but I'll address both of them. The phone system at WBI needs to be radically changed. It's not good. It's not working. And then that's a discussion to be had with Jake and Grayson on a regular, continuous basis. It's going to have to be a radical change of the system. We have an old system that has a physical thing at the station that we bought for like $20,000 a long time ago and then upgraded. That system does not work. We do have a phone number where you can leave a message, and then all those messages are taken care of every Friday by Maxine and sometimes by Matt Mazza, who's probably on the call right now. But as far as the call center, it seems to me that there are no call center better than another. The biggest problem I'm having with the call center and with the network is that call centers pay attention when there are more volumes. So, you know, I initially got this call center because some other stations were using it, and then it's also connected directly to ACD, so there's a lot of extra work didn't need to be done. They understood the system and stuff like that. But, you know, pandemic or whatever it is that have been done, you know, they are not answering the phone regularly, like within a couple of seconds, 24/7, as they're supposed to. And our previous call center didn't do that either. It was worse. So my frustration with that part is that, you know, if the entire Pacifica network use the damn call center, then we can use our leverage to have them, you know, really, really focus on giving us better service, maybe hiring extra people dedicated to us and stuff like that. But we don't have that. We are all over the place. People came in, used this system and left. So I don't know if we are the only one who's using this system now or if there's another station. But if it was all five stations, we would have had better leverage to handle them. Yeah. So, and then the good search, you know, Grayson will get back to me to see if we can just tap into that. And then how to just go online and request the money, because you cannot just do that by phone.
Understood. I wrote them an email, and I asked them to get in touch with you and Ms. Perry Barr. However, with regard to the donation support line, 2870, when you call it, it rings busy for the last 2 weeks. And so people aren't able to get to Matt because they're not able to leave the message.
You mean the donation line?
No, the donation support line, the number that you're allowed to leave messages so that they can clean up questions about your donation.
Okay.
2870.
Yeah. Okay, I will check on that. And then Matt is at the station right now. I might stop by. I'm not too far. I might stop by to check on that. I didn't know that there was a problem with it. We did realize that.
You have to do is call it every day, and you'll find that it's busy every day that you call it. The other piece about the call centers, for people who send out checks, the call centers aren't always sending out bills. So I have a friend who wants to donate around $300 worth of donations so he can get premiums. And although he received a premium that he had ordered, he didn't receive the billing for it, and he was unable to leave a message to get how much he needed to send in to pay for the premium that he received. And to receive the billing for the other two premiums that he won.
Okay. So the way it works is...
I sent you an email about this, so just check your email and I'll let someone else go.
All right. Well, but just for everybody else, the way it works is you call the call center and then you say the check by mail, and then they'll put that in the system. That is in the system. My webmaster runs a billing like every month and a half or two and sends the billing into BAI, and then we print it from the PDF file those, and send those billings. Short staff, COVID, not too many people at the station, but that's the way it's work. So I would say that the billing cycle is twice as slow as it used to be. But the bills are printed. We print the bills for anybody who pledged who hasn't paid. You know, we don't go back like 2 years anymore. We go back like a year or 6 months, and then we send those bills. So that's how we're doing it right now.
Bertolt, yeah, that's kind of a. I hope you will look into that, Bertolt, because not getting the bills out is a very important kind of a thing.
Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
The next person on. Okay, hold on, folks. We have a stack, and I'm going down the stack. Next person on the stack is Serene Roberts.
Okay, thanks. So my question, Bertolt, is with regard to the overtime overrun. You have X number of people to fill X number of hours. Each person who's an employee has X number of vacation days and sick days and personal days or whatever the case is, and all of that is budgeted in for that person for a budget year. And then you have the consultants or per diems or whatever title is being used to describe the other people who aren't union workers. So
okay.
If someone who is an employee isn't making their shift, the money to pay them, this is as I understand, this is why I need your help here, the money to pay them for their absence either falls into personal, sick, or vacation. And if it's none of those things, you know, if it's none of those paid things, then they're not getting paid. So then there would be money to pay the podium or temporary person. I don't know how to consultants. Okay, I'll go with consultants regardless of my concerns. The consultant then gets paid. So why would there be an... I don't understand how overtime is being calculated. I mean, I don't understand how overtime costs are being accrued, because the time is either time that has been budgeted for a paid person or it's other time that has been accounted for because you know the schedule that these other folks would be working. So how could we end up with 30,000 or even the reduced amount of 15,000? How could there be unexpected monies being spent there?
All right. Good question. So what Serene is talking about here, Serene, I'm just recapping because some people are not fully aware of what's going on. So at the budget, I also mentioned that I'm going to reduce overtime by the operation staff. And then, so they say, well, how much is that going to impact the budget? So we asked payroll to run the overtime calculation, and it came to 30,000. So we figured we can reduce overtime by half. And how does that work? Okay, so how does the overtime system work to begin with? First of all, we do not have too many people working. Employees, we have from 5 a.m. to noon, noon to 7, and the 7 to midnight. So you have 7-hour shift, 7-hour shift, and a 5-hour shift. So the 7 to midnight, from Monday to Friday, also the Sunday, another 7 or 10 hours, so to cover the shortfall of the 2 hours per week during the week, Monday to Friday. The 7 to midnight is 5 hours, So they have another 10 hours they need to do to have to be regular. So they do 10 hours on Sunday. So that is a perfect system. But also on Saturday afternoon, we have a 10-hour shift that's fulfilled by a consultant because we just don't have enough staff. So now this is the way it works. Let's assume that someone calls in on vacation. The first thing we do is that was based on conversation with the union a long time ago since 120 Wall Street. Marcy Gale was was up front receptionist. If no one is available to do the shift, then I reach out to the consultant. The consultant who does the Saturday, the 10-hour shift, is never available anyways because he works a full-time schedule and is not interested in doing more. So we have to we go out scrambling to look for people to help us. Once in a while, we have a part-time board up on Saturdays and Sundays who would help us and will cover one or two shifts during the week, the maximum. So we're always in scrambling mode. Now, how does the overtime work? The way this union contract is designed, if like if you got sick or one day and then you didn't work 7 days, and the next day you work 7.5 hours, that half an hour would be overtime, even though, you know, you get seven hours of sick days. You know, it's a very poor employee contract. Also, the board apps, you know, I'm going to put it all out there. The board apps, you know, like nobody's really managing them, their timing. And we have taken a policy of a poor worker, unlike what people say. And we trust our board apps to cover the shift. So what the board apps do, a lot of them can come in late to work or on time or whatever they do. You know, so if they say come late to work, the board app that's before has to stay another hour or half an hour to cover for them until they show up. When I stepped in and I had a conversation with the union and Arthur Schwartz, you know, it was like, okay, so there's a give and take here. Now let's leave it as is. But let's leave it as is fine. But then the board app who stays half an hour wants to be paid for the half an hour they stay. That means I would have to dock half an hour to the next person. The next person stays an extra half an hour, and then the next person who comes in stays an extra half an hour to 12:30. So, you know, so it's a situation where BI is always being screwed, like half an hour here, an hour there. You know, I mean, these are not legitimate overtime. You know, like, I mean, there are some emergencies and issues, you know, and then we are requested to our overtime, or even if management is not available and then it was clear that there was a real situation, they're all allowed. So with all of these things put together, it adds up that our overtime comes to $30,000 a year. So I feel that I can reduce that by half by cranking down on this and then just putting down basically that, you know, overtime have to be had. I mean, there are always going to be emergency overtime done here and there. But then some people have suggested strongly to put a clock there. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, we have a 5 to noon shift. We always have a pre-recorded that plays until 6. So, I am assuming the 5 to noon comes at 5, but I would not bet on it, and so forth and so on. And so we just let that be loosely done like that and then assume that it's a 7-hour shift. So, you know, if to get that to become very strict, it would be at the detriment of the board app. But also, you know, the board apps do a lot for us that above and beyond their duty. You know, so there has to be a give and take. But there also cannot be too much of taking from one side. So that's why I feel that the overtime can be reduced to $15,000 instead of the $30,000. I think I have been very clear. Is there anyone who has a question about what I've broken down?
Well, we have a stack here, Berthold, so we should probably get to the stack rather than I think you've answered the OT question. Okay?
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry about that.
No, you don't have to be sorry. Okay, the next person on the stack is Ms. Hawkins.
I guess you're going to persist. For security purposes, I'm asking because they know exactly who I am. And Tom Morata, who is the recording secretary, notice your inconsistency in terms of nobody's forcing you to frame your name other than Aura, initial Aura. If you can't call me my at, don't call me in this public meeting, okay? If you can't put your mind during Women's History Month around security issues that women have, nobody else has a problem. The CAB, the task force of the CAB, is only you. Aura. Okay.
Is that your question for the general manager?
In an upright way. First of all, my first question concerns, you had stepped away when Jim Dingman had told us, and this is the first time many of us heard about the upcoming town hall related to fundraising efforts. And somebody turned to you at that time, was asking because we have not heard about this town hall. And as to that fundraising town hall, would you consider that the report that Daryl's work around Good Search and a Good Shop, whether even a short segment could be in that town hall, basically given how ordinary daily behavior could make a big difference and how there's a cache of money in there that's being, you know, encouraged, letting people know about that, and you know, people will find that somewhat hopeful. The other aspect I want to bring up is the phones.
Time.
Must be, as Daryl just said, must be, and make sure that the 209-2900 number, if you try that number, it's a non-working number, and you don't want to lose that main number, especially when things get in order.
Time.
To Google call.
Okay, let her finish the question first.
Must be to be reached. This deals with the budget and a point that that Carol brought up. And lastly, call center has to be updated. I recently pledged for the Arts Express package. And I noticed a certain pattern from a previous pledge. They don't have the program was on at the time, early morning. I was trying to hear a certain interview, and they drag everything out because they don't have, they neither have the number when you want to get the particulars on the premium, the number that's not working lately, and they don't have particulars that you're listening to the program and what the premium all entails. Also, there's an ethical issue because this shipping and handling charge is tacked on after you've given your card or check information. And, you know, people want to know a total. There needs to be more transparency because when you're getting an email package and you're being told that shipping and handling of $7 and change, whatever it is, or you're getting a book and you know that media mail is $3 or whatever, and that you're being charged quite a bit more. So the call center has to
wait
be
for the question.
Into good shape and attended to. And let me just say, when you have this town hall, I'm hoping that you will be
yes,
clear
point of order.
As you put it, that my act
yes,
is not...
Yes, there's a point of order. Hold on. There's a point of order.
I think
who
this
has
speaker,
a point of order?
Yeah, it's James. I think this
yes.
speaker needs to finally finish one point and then wait to get back on the stack. She's been given several opportunities to go way over time.
I heard Daryl that brought up two or three points. So let
okay.
me just...
Right now, time has been called, so why don't we see if somebody wants to extend the time for this item? Does anybody want to make a motion to extend the time for this item?
I'm not a member.
Anybody got a number? If not, we have to move on.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
3 minutes. 3 minutes.
You're not a member. William will extend. Move to extend 5 minutes.
Okay. Why don't we make it to 5 minutes? Okay. All right. The motion. We'll make it by William Heerwagen, is to extend the time for this item by 5 minutes. Is there any objection to that motion?
I'd like to object because what's going on is that people are complaining. They're not asking questions.
Okay. Could we just have, you've said it. Do we
could
need to do a roll call?
Excuse me.
We're trying to run a meeting here. Please stop.
My name is Jack DePalma.
Please do not disrupt the meeting, Ms. Hawkins. All right. Could we just figure that? Oh, God. She's going to just not stop.
Don't be a fool.
Okay. Now then.
Pat Logan, Tom Morata, in a previous meeting, tried to point that out to you. We're not demanding you tell us what stands for. Do you understand security?
Well, I'm inclined to vote against extending now. Come on.
Of course.
Jack, I understand you want to object to extending. Could it just be that you'll say, and we all understand you object, and we'll just let it go and be extended, or do you really want to have a roll call vote?
Future behavior determines my decision, doesn't it?
Say again?
Future behavior on the part of other people on this phone call will determine our decision, won't it? I can't predict what people are about to do, Paul. But I can tell you that sitting on the phone and listening to people complain about telephones, people complain about things that they understood about their premiums.
You're not answering my question either.
About having no time to talk while they talk and talk and talk. It's just, I didn't call up so I would find out that people are complaining. I know people complain when it comes to WBAI. Right. They want WBAI to be some magical thing.
Jack, do you want to have a roll call vote? Is that what you want? Or can we do without a roll call vote?
I will withdraw my objection.
Okay, so is there any objection to extending the time for this item by 5 more minutes?
2 minutes.
Hearing none. It's extended by 5 minutes. Mr. Timekeeper. Hold on a second. Okay, Mr. Timekeeper, it is 20:09. Okay. Berthold, would you like to answer some of those questions?
Yes. Well, first of all, I have nothing to do with the town hall. So, you know, this whole talk about what I'm going to do at the town hall, that I'm just going to participate. I believe it should be already on the website and it's been tweeted. And since Linda has not been around and there has not been a BSA yet, I'm working on that. That's it for the town hall. So I have nothing to do with it. I have nothing to do with its organization. About the call center or the calls, that I've already addressed that with the previous caller. You know, the phone needs to be changed. And that's it. I did not realize that there was a busy signal at 212-209-2877. I was not told that there was any problem with that, so that's something that's going to be addressed. What else was said? Yes, the call center, town hall. Let me think about
center having the information on the premiums in their computers.
Oh yeah. Okay. I got it. Yeah. So that is.
The total before they take your check of the card
information. All right. Okay. Everyone, please come to order. The general manager has the floor. Please go ahead, Berthold.
Okay. So concerning whether or not the premiums are available to the call center and all of that stuff, There are a few things that are at stake here. If a premium is not registered on time, then it's extremely difficult to have all of them at 100% put on the website and sent to the call center so that they can have access to it. We have only one person who is the webmaster who goes into a very complicated system to upload the premium. The premium, I have to decide on it. I have to come up with pictures and prices and a wording. And sometimes, you know, at 9 o'clock at night, this has to be available at 9 o'clock in the morning. And so that's not going to happen. Once in a while, this is going to fall through the crack because the premium is not registered on time, or just before, or because it fell through the crack. Hopefully not that much. Second, there are a lot of different premiums. Situation. Sometimes, for example, Lopit offers a book. You know, you send $100 or whatever, $75 to support the Lopit show at this time, and then you will get this book. So these are things that have to be done manually. There is no book registered. People have to just donate money in the name of the show or something of that sort, whatever was said on the air, and then management and then Board App or whomever and all of the above, we have to go and look at, during that time, how much money, who gave what money, 75 or 50, whatever it is, so that they can receive the book. Because these books are not registered. There will be too many. Every day, Lopit comes with five books that he's giving. And then so are other shows. So sometimes there are no confusion. I'm not saying it's acceptable, but that's what it is. The call center really is not really organically connected to WBAI. So we have to make sure that the pledges are on the website, and then we usually also send them an email letting them know what we have that's coming up in the next couple of hours. And so that's what it is. It's not perfect. It's never going to be perfect unless we get another five employees or one employee dedicated to that. That's it.
Okay. The next person we have on the stack is MK Williams. Go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to go back, if I can have to go back a couple pages. When you, Berthold, in your report, you said that there was a controversy about the timing of presenting the budget to the LSB. Apparently the NFC was meeting around the same time and they got some of it and the LSB didn't get it. I'm not exactly sure what that meant. And then
okay.
This controversy was put to rest by R. Paul. Can you explain what happened? What you meant?
Yeah, let me clarify that. So the way the budget process works, I mean, normally the way it should really work is there should be someone, not me, who puts the budget together and discuss it with me in the business department, the finance department of WBAI, and that person does not exist. And so that budget is discussed with the WBAI local station board. I think it's been discussed with the local station board finance committee for a while, two, three, four times. I don't remember. I don't want to exaggerate, but I know it was being discussed with the local station board a few times. And there were some questions and answers, some suggestions, and then the local finance committee gave the budget suggested that the budget be shared with the local station board, and the local station board is supposed to review it and discuss it, and then it's supposed to go to the national finance committee, but. At the local station board, this past board meeting, somebody suggested that nobody ever check with them to ask them their opinion about the budget. And Arpaul laid that to rest by saying that is actually not true. And I think Arpaul had a specific date where he pointed out that the budget was sent to the local station board, discussed, suggestions were made to me to make some changes. And then the assumption was that that was going to go to the National Finance Committee. And that's it. Alpha, okay. Maybe you can say it more clear.
No, nope, because the timekeeper is just called time. Okay, hold on. The timekeeper is just called time. And all right, does somebody want to extend again? If there's a most to extend, we can extend. If not, not.
Can get information to clarify this.
Okay, so Jack is making a motion to extend. How long?
Not enough time so that we can get clarification from.
I need a number.
Satisfaction.
How many minutes?
If she's going to be the secretary, she should write it straight.
How many minutes?
2 minutes.
2 minutes?
2 minutes, Jack.
Okay. Good luck with that. But hey, 2 minutes. All right. The motion is to extend the time for this item by 2 minutes. Is there any objection to extending this time for this item by 2 minutes? Hearing none, it's passed. And Mr. Timekeeper, I have 2017. Go ahead.
Okay,
as I understand it, I think it was clarified. Hello? I will clarify before I do a final copy of the minutes. But I think I do understand Berthold's answer. My last question was to to Anita Hawkins. I'm sorry, what name do you want to go by?
Who's speaking, please, to me? I'm known as my aunt.
This is MK Williams.
Who's my aunt? Is
and
the only
Ms.
Hawkins, one who
Ms. Hawkins, I have a question for you directly.
About that.
This is MK Williams. I'm the secretary.
Call me now. I ask. That's what everybody else does, including the cab and its task forces.
I will report your name however you want it to be, but I'm asking you to please spell it because I'm not understanding
yes,
it.
Yes, thank you. This is Mary. A is in Africa and Tom. And please, we need to be civil if we want to say WBAI. I am official. My legal name is known.
Okay, I think Ms. Williams has had her question answered. And if there's nothing else, maybe we can move on to the next item.
Can someone tell me how to spell her name?
All right, this is becoming very disorderly. Everybody, please come to order. Ms. Williams, what'd you say?
It was very staticky what she was saying. A-A-T or A-H-A-T?
Yes,
M-A-A-T, my yacht.
A-M-A-A-T. Okay,
Something like that. M-A-A-T, I believe, is how it would be spelled.
And please let's be civil to each other because everyone is allowed
okay.
to
I think we're. I think at this point our time is run out. That 2 minutes is run out.
Time is out. Time.
Okay, time is up, so we're going to, unless somebody wants to do another extension, we're going to go to the next item, which is setting the next meeting date. Okay, we're going to that now. Setting next meeting date is 5 minutes. Okay, if we do it the way we've been doing it, the next meeting date would be April 20th. So I'm going to make a motion to that effect. I move that we meet on April 20th. And, I move we meet next on April 20th at 7 p.m. on teleconference. Is there any debate on that motion? Okay, hearing none, is there any objection to that motion? Hearing no objection, it's passed without objection. The next thing we have is new business. Is there any new business for the committee?
Um,
in a stack, but 30 seconds.
Is there any, okay, I heard, Daryl, was that you first?
Nope.
No, okay. And who else wants to do something, a new business? Okay, somebody needs to speak up. Who wants to do new business?
Yes, I think I put myself on the stack, and my name is Mayat, please.
Go ahead.
Just let me just finish up the point. First of all, and this is new business, the call center must be given the total before they take. People get disgruntled when they do one rate. If you have shipping and handling, and people sometimes have questions on that when you're getting an email package. First of all, you understood, but please follow up and make sure that they're given the correct totals, because somebody I know, they actually changed their mind, went to their bank on buying them because they didn't. Card was taken, and then the total was sold. That's a simple problem. And in your appearance, the town hall, please clarify what you meant, and I appreciate you not calling me out of my name and saying my act snuck into a call when Daryl was making a presentation, and I was just listening in the afterword of the CAB meeting. I have been on there since 1, and when they finally reach you, it was 6 or something, or even later, and so when you appear at the town hall, clarify that you misspoke, or however you want to put it, because there was no such thing as anybody sneaking on a call as you characterized me.
Can I answer? Can I please answer? This is Jack DeBalma.
Oh, there was a question there. Go ahead. What's new business? Go ahead.
Mayad, I will not talk if you talk. All right? So if you want to be quiet and listen for a moment, I'm going to... Every time anybody interrupts me, I'll just shut up. Okay? Simply put, it is not really a town hall. Jim Dingman has a Zoom account. He uses it for doing other things, like discussing the Ukraine situation, or discussing other things like drama. He does a presentation of Shakespearean plays. Jim Dingman is going to use his Zoom to try to begin the discussion of how all the stations in the Pacifica network can help themselves develop a stratagem about getting more listeners and getting more funding. It is not a town hall. Call it what you will. I'm on the town hall committee, which doesn't meet anymore because there's no longer a committee of the town hall since the new LSB has been constituted. And I was on the town hall, me and Michael White were, and we did have a town hall or two, but this is not actually labeled or called or in fact a town hall for WBAI listeners. It's more likely a Pacifica-wide call that everybody can join in, and call it what you will, but I believe Jim is going to run it open with anybody having the right to speak, giving a few minutes, giving a few ideas. And it's really kind of kick-started by what Daryl suggested, that there are many ways that we can raise extra money, and the abysmal shape of, you know, the fact that we keep thinking that the management is going to figure out how to get us out of a financial hole, or the other way around, which is somehow the producers are going to get us more listeners, which it hasn't happened in 10 years. So I've given my money, and I will continue to give my money, and I don't care if I don't get a premium, because I do care about the radio station surviving, but I also have given money to KPFK and KPFT, because they are very desperate for money, and I believe this is part of what Jim Dingman said, and it's nothing more than gathering up people to talk at a Zoom call, and, you know, if it's this town or that town, call it what you will, the fact is I'll try to be there as well, but if people try to hijack the circumstances, I don't like to spend my time on telephones or on computers, so we'll see what happens. Thank you. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you, our Paul.
Okay. Is there any other new business? If there is none, we can adjourn. Is there any other new business? Last call for new business. Okay. Hearing none, we've run through our entire agenda, and there's nothing else to do. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.
Well, thanks, R. Paul.
Thank you, R. Paul.
Thank you.
Thank all of you.
Respect yourself.